أعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار، وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. Praise Allah سبحانه وتعالى، and he's the only one worthy of praise. I seek his help, his guidance and his forgiveness. I believe in him and I trust him. I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. After this, I greet you Kato. May the peace and the blessing of Almighty Allah be with you all. And I'd like to welcome you all for continuation of our series of tafsir, last juz of the glorious Quran. And today, inshallah, we are dealing with a new surah, which is surah number 92. This surah number 92, which is Surah Al-Layl, the night. Surah Al-Layl, the night. And we start with reciting the surah first. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والليل إذا يغشى والنهار إذا تجلى وما خلق الذكر والأنثى إن سعيكم لشتى فأما من أعطى واتقى وصدق بالحسنى فسنيسره لليسرى وأما من بخل واستغنى وكذب بالحسنى فسنيسره للعسرى وما يغني عنه ماله إذا تردى إن علينا للهدى وإن لنا للآخرة والأولى فأنذرتكم نارا تلظى لا يصلاها إلا الأشقى الذي كذب وتولى وسيجنبها الأتقى الذي يؤتي ماله يتزكى وما لأحد عنده من نعمة تجزى إلا ابتغاء وجه ربه الأعلى ولسوف يرضى. Introduction for our surah today, Surah Al-Layl. And the name of this surah, The Night. And this is surah number 92. This surah is a Meccan surah. That means it been revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before his migration. This surah, it tells us about the struggle of the human being in this life and his final place, which is going to be paradise or hellfire. The surah explains the means for happiness as well as the means for destruction. Also, the surah is a warning for the people of Mecca specifically and for everybody who deny Allah and His messengers. And after this, the surah gives us a beautiful example for the true believer, this one who believes and do good deed and spend for the sake of Allah for purpose of profiting himself. Now we're going to go with the surah to study it word by word, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والليل إذا يغشى والنهار إذا تجلى وما خلق الذكر والأنثى إن سعيكم لشتى والليل إذا يغشى. Verse number one. الليل is the night. When you say والليل, this is waw for qasam, which mean Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by the night. So the Almighty Allah is saying by the night. Idha, when, yaghsha, it envelops and covers everything. Second verse, وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا تَجَلَّى. النهار is the day. وَالنَّهَارِ, that mean and by the day. إِذَا means as or when. Tajalla appears in brightness. Verse number three. Wama khalaqa al-zakara wal-unsa. Wama, and by, خلق the one who created الذكر, the male, والأنثى, the female. Verse number 4, إن سعيكم لشتى. إن verily or certainly سعيكم your efforts لشتى different or diverse general meaning by the night as envelopes, by the night as it envelopes, by the day as it appears in brightness, by him who created male and female, certainly your efforts and deeds are diverse, different in aims and purpose. The general meaning here in this verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by the night, and as we said in many verses before in other surahs, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the right to swear by anything he wants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of all things, and when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swear by something, it's to direct our attention to the greatness of his work and his creation, for us to reflect on it and see the greatness of his work, and to get to understand about the greatness of Almighty Allah. Because the doer of things is much greater than what he did. Nevertheless, we have to understand, a Muslim is not supposed to swear by anything except by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Swearing by any of Allah's creation, a means of shirk, which is prohibited in Islam. That's for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he can swear by anything he wants. So in these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by al-layl, the night, when it covers, when envelopes everything, when the darkness comes, covers everything from earth, mountains, trees, buildings, human being, like a huge great blanket that you put it over a small object, you could not see anything out of it. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us the opposite of the layl, the opposite of the night, which is in Nahar, when appears in brightness, and everything that used to be in slow motion or in complete stop start to move, stretch, go about their business, seeking their aims. So it's a total different activity from the night to the day. Sleep and wake up. Movement, no movement. Quietness, noise, and everybody going, from birds, human being, name it. So you can see diversity in Allah's creation, that not everything is the same, like cubby, one cubby, like stem, rubber stem. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have a different ways of doing different things, from darkness to light, from moon to sun, from calmness to quietness, all these things. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by something else, which is dhakar wal unsa, the way how he had created human being. But not all the human being are the same sex. How Allah made a male and made a female, and they absolutely different in function, in feeling, in purpose. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this creation happen from the same seed. There is no a drop of semen that is say this is male and this is female. The same drop of semen, Allah can make it male or can make it female. And if it's a male, it have a different feature from the female. So for us to reflect and think about the creation of this two different human being in appearance, in feelings, in everything. And Allah swearing by this to tell us, indeed your efforts and your aims and your way is diverse, different. Some people they shooting towards paradise, and some people are shooting towards hellfire. Some people are aiming towards the akhirah, and some people they aiming towards the temporary life. Some people they working hard to achieve Jannah, and some people they working hard to avoid Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after this, he went in details to show us how a person can be from the people of Jannah, and how others that by their action they are aiming towards hell fire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. فَأَمَّا, as for the one who أَعْطَى, من, him, أَعْطَى means give, وَاتَّقَى, yes, I'm in class, I'm recording. Fears Allah. وصدق, believes, بالحسنى, in the best. فسنيسره, we will make smooth for him. That means we make easy on him. we make it easy for him. Towards lil yusra, the path of ease. General meaning, as for him who gives in charity and keeps smooth for him the path of ease, goodness. Again, as for him who gives in charity and keeps his duty to Allah and fears him and believes in al-husna, we will make smooth for him the path to ease, goodness. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showing one of the section of a human being, one categories of the human being, which their aim is different from the other section or the other party. And those are the people of Jannah. But how they achieve Jannah? They work towards Jannah. They do the deed which through it that you can achieve Jannah. By what? Giving for the sake of Allah and taqwa of Allah, fear of Allah, and believing in the promise of Allah. So this is three things, three qualities. Number one, a'ta, he gives fi sabilillah, he donate, he given a charity. And wattaqa, he has the taqwa of Allah, he stay away from the haram things, what Allah had forbid. وَصَدَّقَ, and he believe and trust الْحُسْنَى, that means he believe in the goodness and the reward which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had promised. Those people who doing this, Allah said فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى, that we going to make it easy on him to spend, to obey Allah, to stay away from the haram. So if you come to Allah walking, now Allah comes to you running. You come one hand span to Allah, Allah is coming one arm span to you. So Allah going to make things much easier. You give, Allah will make it easy in you to give more. You pray, Allah will make the way easy for you to pray more. So is what you aiming and what you showing good out of yourself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the goodness easy in you, and Allah will make the obedience being easy in you. The second category, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in verse number 8, وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى. The second category, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَأَمَّا and but, مَن he who بَخِيلَ, بخيلة became miser, stingy, hold his hand back. وَاسْتَغْنَى, he think that he self is sufficient, he doesn't need Allah. And what else? وَأَنْ كَذَّبَ, denies what he deny and disbelieve in what? بِالْحُسْنَ, the best. What will be the result? فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ, then we will make smooth for him. Towards what? لِلْعُسْرَ, for evil, the way to wrongdoing. General meaning. But he who is greedy, miser, and thinks himself self-sufficient, and belies al-husna, we will make smooth for him the path for evil. General, the tafsir, as for him, the one who hold back from donating and giving fi sabilillah, wastaghna, he doesn't care for Jannah, he doesn't care for the reward of Allah, all what he think about fulfilling his desire, contenting himself, making himself happy and contained, nothing else, he's not worried about what's going to happen after death, and he deny Allah, deny the messenger, deny Jannah, the husna, the goodness, all these things, as a result of doing this, Allah said فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَ, we shall make it easy on him. What going Allah make it easy on him? The haram, the sin. When there is something good, he will feel weak to do it. But if something bring him to hellfire, he will be rushing towards it. If it's women, gambling, wine, making fun of the Muslims, you see him the first one writing the newspaper, the first one being in the news, the first one making fun of the Muslims. Why? Because he's a miser, he denies the good, he denies the messengers, so Allah makes the means of destruction easy on him. He destroys his own self. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us in the hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayhima, in the hadith reported by Ibn Abi Talib, kunna ma'an nabiy sallallahu alaihi wasallam fi janazatin, فقال ما منكم من أحد إلا وقد كتب مقعده من الجنة ومقعده من النار. فقالوا يا رسول الله أفلا نتكل؟ قال اعملوا فكل ميسر لما خلق له. أما من كان من أهل السعادة فييسر لعمل أهل السعادة، وأما من كان من أهل الشقاء فييسر لعمل أهل الشقاء. ثم قرأ فأما من أعطى واتقى وصدق بالحسنى إلى قوله للعسرى. علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه said we were in a janazah in a funeral. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told us, none of you except his seat and his position of Jannah or Hellfire is already been recorded and been assigned to him. We said, O Messenger of Allah, should we rely on what been written for us? Should we rely and depend on our decree? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them, اعملوا, work, do deed, because each one will be led to what he been created for. As for the people who been decreed to be from the people of Sa'ada and happiness, people of Jannah, Allah will make easy on him for him to act on the good deed and the deed which lead him to Jannah. As for the people whom been misfortune and the people of Hellfire, Allah will make the deed which leads them to Hellfire easy on them. After this, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had recited these verses. As for him who gives in charity and keeps his duty to Allah and fears him and believes in al-husna, we will make smooth for him the path of ease, goodness. But he who is greedy, miser, and think himself self-sufficient, and think himself self-sufficient and believe and he denies al-husna, we will make smooth for him the path to evil. Now let's go to verse 11. وما يغني عنه ماله إذا تردى وما and what يغني will benefit عنه him ماله his wealth إذا when تردى he goes down. General meaning, and what will his wealth avail him when he goes down, i.e. in destruction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after he show us the two directions and the two categories of a human being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, what your wealth will help you when you fall into hellfire, when you go into destruction, when hellfire will be your final place in the dunya, you did not spend any charity, you didn't give in sabilillah, And when you die, you was not able to take your money with you. Somebody else had utilized it. So this money, which you did not use it while you are alive, to save you from hellfire, is not going to help you now, because somebody else is using it. And of course, you don't have any control over it. So that means Allah gave us the money to be a means and ways for us to save ourselves from destruction. Allah gave us the money. He gave us whatever He gave us. Everything to be what? To be a means for us to utilize these things as a vehicle to take us to Jannah, to save us from the destruction of hellfire. Verse number 12. Inna alayna lalhuda wa inna lana lal-akhirata wal-ula. فأنذرتكم نارا تلظى لا يصلاها إلا الأشقى الذي كذب وتولى إن verily, truly, علينا, on us, للهدى, the guidance, وإن, and verily, لنا, into us, للآخرة, the hereafter, والأولى, and the first, which is this life. فأنذرتكم, I'm warning you, I have warned you, naran, a fire, talazza, blazing, hot, la, none, yaslaha, shall burn in it, illa, save, al-ashqa, the most misfortune, the most wretched, alladhi, the one or who, كذب denied وتولى and turns away. General meaning, truly on us is to give guidance. And truly into us belongs the last, which is the hereafter, and the first, which is this life. Therefore, I have warned you of a blazing fire. None shall enter it save the most wretched, who denies and turns away. تفسير إن علينا للهدى علينا means upon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that it is his duty to clear everything, to guide, to provide the information, to commission the prophets, to send the books. And also it is upon Allah to lead the people. That means Allah will make it easy upon those who show goodness out of themselves. And it belongs to Allah whatever in the hereafter and whatever in this life. So Allah do whatever he wants. If he guide or misguide, is everything belong to Allah, and he do whatever he wants. No one can question Allah. It is his kingdom. So Allah is saying, warn them, Muhammad. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warning us the hellfire. Think about it. Let it be a means of fear, striking fear in your heart. Avoid hellfire. I'm warning you. So we have no excuse, because Allah is warning us and the Prophet is warning us and the Quran is still among us to warn us and to remind us. So those who turning away, they have no excuse. I'm warning you of a blazing hellfire. But who are the people who go to hellfire? Only the misfortune person, only the kafir, only the disbeliever. Why did he go to hellfire? Because kazzaba wa tawalla, he denied the truth, he rejected the prophet, he belied the messengers, he turned away from Iman, he took the way of haram and mischief in the earth. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us about other kind of people whom Allah will save them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وسيجنبها الأتقى. Who is الأتقى? Allah is explaining to us who are the people that will be saved from the blazing fire. وسيجنبها الأتقى الذي يؤتي ماله يتزكى. وسيجنبها, and it will be far removed from hellfire. Who? Al-Atqa, the pious. What's the description of the pious one? Al-Ladhi, he who? Yu'ti, gives, spends. Malahu, his wealth. His wealth. For what purpose? Yatazakka, it may grow, increases. Profi himself. The general meaning. Therefore I have warned you, a blazing fire, none shall enter it save the most wretched, who denies and turns away, and al-muttaqun will be far removed from it, i.e. hellfire. He who spend his wealth for increase in self purification. What other description Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given for the people who be saved from hellfire? Number one is the taqwa. Number two, given fi sabilillah. Number three, seeking only the pleasure of Allah. So those are the people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save them from hellfire. Allah is saying, وَمَا أَنَّتْ لِأَحَدٍ for anyone عِندَهُ he has مِن from نِعْمَةٍ favor تُجْزَى to be paid back إلا except ابتغاء to seek وجه the face ربه his Lord الأعلى the most high ولسوف and surely he will yarda, he will be pleased. And al-muttaqun will be far removed from hell. He who spends his wealth for increases in self-purification, and who has in mind no favor from anyone to be paid back except to seek the pleasure of his Lord the Most High, he surely will be pleased when he will enter Jannah. Again, we're still talking about the second category of mankind whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save them from hellfire. He will be put a distance away from hellfire. Some of the mufassirin said that this verse referring to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. but is a general ruling for everybody, that anybody who has the taqwa of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save him from hellfire. This person, because he have taqwa, regardless if it's Abu Bakr or you or me, whosoever has the taqwa, and he gives and spend for Allah his pleasure, anything that pleases to Allah, he found him or her given for the pleasure of Allah, not for showing off, not to be based by people, but for a self purification. And not that you're giving this charity because you owe somebody a favor, but you do it for the pleasure of Allah, إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ, for the sake of Allah, which Allah, Allah the most high, al-a'la, وَلَسَوْفَ يَرْضَى. Indeed, those people who do this, they will be pleased in the day of judgment, when they see the pleasure and the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had saved and stored for them, when they see the Jannah, the rivers, the good things in it, and when they meet Allah and see the Almighty, the face of Almighty Allah, they will be content and happy and pleased with their deed and the reward that they had received. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us among them, inshallah, ameen. And this, inshallah, comes to the end of Tafsir Surah Al-Layl, Surah number 92. And now we recite it one time and we'll close after this, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والليل إذا يغشى والنهار إذا تجلى وما خلق الذكر والأنثى إن سعيكم لشتى فأما من أعطى واتقى وصدق بالحسنى فسنيسره لليسرى وأما من بخل واستغنى وكذب بالحسنى فسنيسره للعسرى وما يغني عنه ماله إذا تردى إن علينا للهدى وإن لنا للآخرة والأولى.